Sabbath. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is an old friend, Brad Dacus, who is a lawyer who worked for John Whitehead at the Rutherford Institute when they were in California. And then when they left, 10, 12 years ago, something like that, why, Brad went off on his own to establish a group of lawyers who would defend Christians who were under attack. And believe me, there is an attack on Christians throughout California, throughout the nation today. And Brad has put together a group of lawyers who will actually defend Christians who are under attack for their faith without charge. Of course, the other side is well-funded by the great tax-exempt foundations and by an organized group that wants to destroy the Christian foundation of this country. And Brad and his group of lawyers does a great job of helping Christians who come under attack. Thanks very much for being with us this morning, Brad.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.
Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about your organization, what you do, and how you can help people who are being attacked because of their faith?
Oh, you bet. We at Pacific Justice Institute are committed to defending faith, family, and freedom. And in fact, we handle more case matters on the West Coast in particular than any, defending faith, family, and freedom, than any other organization of our kind, bar none. We handle cases all across the country, and we're sort of unique in that we don't just take on high-profile cases. Our goal is to make sure that no one is left on the side of the road when it comes to these issues. And so if it falls in our expertise, we say yes every time and get involved. So we do our work without charge because of the support, I'm sure, of many of your listeners. And if people like to support our work or they like to get keep up with our cases, our press releases, I strongly, strongly encourage them to go to our website, which is pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org.
All right, fine. Well, now, why don't you give us examples of some of the cases that you handle and really what is being done today to destroy Christianity and to destroy people who publicly profess Christianity?
You bet. One area we've done a lot of work in is dealing with religious institutions, you know, like churches, that are told that they can't build, grow, or expand because the local government doesn't want them to and is being openly hostile to them. We at Pacific Justice love to take on those cases. We had a case dealing with one church in particular in the San Francisco Bay Area, San Leandro, where they had bought a building, and the city said, we don't want you to move into that just because we don't want to lose tax revenue. And that was it, and they came up with six other reasons after talking to our lawyer. Well, we lost at the lower court, but we took it all the way to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and lo and behold, the Ninth Circuit struck down all of the reasons given by the city as invalid and upheld the right of the church to be able to move into the building that it bought. And it clearly said also that negative economic impact is never a valid reason to keep out of church. So this is a huge victory, a huge success that we think will be very helpful to religious institutions across the United States of America.
Yes, especially the Ninth Circuit for people in Colorado who are in this program who don't know the Ninth Circuit in the Bay Area in California. But traditionally, this federal court has never been specifically friendly to Christianity, but here in this instance, why they upheld certainly the right of the Christian church to exist in a community. Well, give us some other examples.
Well, another example involves a young boy. He was 5 years old, and he was in kindergarten and had recently down in San Diego, California, Chula Vista, and he wanted to to play a song. It was called God of Mercy, and he knows how to play the guitar, and the school said, okay, well, we'll let you play the guitar for the talent show. You're obviously talented, but this particular song is just too religious. You need to choose another song, like maybe God Bless America or God Bless the USA, something that's just not quite so religious, and as the song you chose. Well, his parents contacted us, and because the school refused to change their mind, and so we went ahead and represented the boy. And make a long story short, the boy was able to play his song for the talent show, and I think the school district hopefully learned a lesson that they cannot silence the religious expression of students and expect to get away with it. It is unconstitutional state hostility to religion, and we at Pacific Justice Institute love to take on those cases all across the country.
Well, I'm just glad you're there, Brad, because the average family, I mean, hiring a lawyer and the expenses of court costs really are prohibitive, and so a lot of people will just knuckle under the oppression of those who hate Christianity, and they are working at every level of government, and there is an organized effort to destroy Christianity in our country. Well, what sort of response are you getting from the courts? Is it ordinarily favorable if properly presented?
I would say, generally speaking, we have had more wins than losses, definitely, significantly more wins than losses. And I think that's partly because of the fact that, number one, we work very diligently, and we put out high-quality legal work in briefings and filing our complaints properly. So we really do quality legal work. And the ACLU and groups like that are often very sloppy and cocky in how they do their work. And then second is the fact that we do have the Constitution behind us. We have case law. And so the other side is trying to change the Constitution, trying to change case law. We're more involved in defending established case law and the rights of religious freedom and parents over their children, for example. And then thirdly, we know a lot of people are praying for us, and we greatly appreciate the prayer support of so many. I know we had one case, Dr. Stanley, involving the homeschoolers, and their right to homeschool was being directly challenged and as being supposedly not protected at all. And the appellate court said you had to be a credentialed teacher in order to be able to homeschool your children. We at Pacific Justice took that very seriously, and we intervened in the matter. The court reheard the case, and I know because of the strong prayer support of so many, those three judges reversed themselves and declared homeschooling is decisively legal in California without being credentialed teachers. So I do know that the prayer does help.
My telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. You got a question or comment? Give us a call. Our guest is Brad Dacus, Pacific Justice Institute.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training.
malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Brad Takis of the Pacific Justice Institute. If you have a question for Brad, our number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Well, Brad, is the attack on Christianity letting off, or is it increasing, or is it staying about the same? Because we know there's an organized, coordinated, well-financed effort to destroy the Christian foundation of our country. What's really happening as you, from your overview point of view?
Well, I think overall, yes, there is a definite attack on Christianity and people of faith, in particular people of the Christian faith. I think that we see it in a number of areas. One area, for example, is, as we've noticed in the schools, in terms of both trying to silence students because of their faith. You know, we had a boy who was decided to bring his Bible to school and share his Bible during lunchtime and with other students. And what happened is the school district wrote him up with a notice of discipline and actually banned him from being able to bring his Bible to school ever again. This, we believe, was outrageously unconstitutional, and we at Pacific Justice Institute defended him successfully, and he was able to once again to bring his Bible to school. But then we also have school districts, though, that are zealous in trying to push doctrine and ideology that's very counter to people and families of with traditional values and Christian beliefs. We see that very widespread in school curriculum. You know, for example, you have textbooks in California that, and other states will be copying this soon, that require homosexual role models in all history and sociology classes at all grade levels, no exceptions at all for public schools. So this is a seriously disrespectful of the wide diversity of beliefs and values that parents have, particularly the majority who don't believe that this is in the best interest of their child and their child's development.
Well, what can you do about, you know, a textbook that has this gay message in it? Is there any way to get rid of those, or certainly to counter them, or what can you do? They put this money out, and the textbooks are expensive, and of course they're aimed at destroying the moral fabric of our society. What do you do with something like that?
Well, we can challenge things in the courts to some degree, but unfortunately the courts have given states tremendous broad latitude with regards to the discretion as to how their curriculums are put together and what they purport. So what we have to do is to defend the rights of parents to opt their children out of this kind of material and this kind of curriculum. For example, in the Redwood Heights Elementary School in the Oakland area, transvestite transsexuals came into kindergartners and first grade classes to tell the kids that you can be a boy on the outside, be a girl on the inside, that's okay, you can be a girl, a boy, both, or neither, end quote. That obviously is something that I would say 99.9% of parents do not want their young child in kindergarten and first grade to be listening to only give greater confusion to them and their gender identity issues so as they develop. So those are the kinds of things that people get to opt their children out. We at Pacific Justice Institute defend the rights of parents to opt their children out of that horrendous propaganda and indoctrination.
Well, but the parent doesn't know until the harm has been done. I mean, what can the parent ordinarily do once they've programmed their child with this this incredible idea. You can be a boy on the outside and a girl on the inside, or vice versa. Once they've done that, they've done immeasurable damage to the child's mind and psyche. And so what do you do then?
Well, you're absolutely right. It does that, definitely. And that's why once the harm's done, it's done. So we encourage parents to preemptively find out all the outside speakers coming in, the curriculum materials, and as we see the curriculum itself change, I think parents also need to take serious consideration into opting their children out of public schools and into either private schools or homeschooling programs, or even charter schooling programs that are not giving into that kind of curriculum materials. But without question, parents today, to have their children in public schools, need to be looking at alternatives, particularly when they're in states like California and Massachusetts and Oregon and Washington and states like that, where this kind of indoctrination is going to be become much, much more prevalent and much more damaging to the proper healthy development of young children.
Well, I think it's important that parents understand there is an effort to destroy the moral fabric and soul of their children. That's why if you love your children, grandchildren, get them out of public school, because they really don't stand a chance. Now, certainly, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, my number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Brad, how can people get in touch with your ministry if they need help or if they want to support you?
Yes, it's really easy. They can simply go to pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org.
Okay, do you have a telephone number?
Yes, it's 888-305-9129. That's 888-305-9129. That's 888-305-9129, 888-305-9129.
Okay, well, let's hope they got that number down. And well, give us other examples of really the battle that you're waging on the legal battlefield across America. Give us examples for our listeners.
Oh, certainly. Another one's dealing with the war memorial. Many Americans say, well, you know, who can be against a war memorial, right? I mean, it's in recognition of those who've given their lives for freedom. Well, there is such one war memorial that's being attacked. You see, the city of Lake Elsinore is said to erect a war memorial in front of a baseball stadium. And they this war memorial has the caption in front saying, "Freedom is never free." And it shows on the war memorial an American flag in the background, an American eagle. But it also shows a soldier from World War II sort of kneeling at a World War II cemetery. And in a World War II cemetery, the grave markings were almost always crosses, and if not a cross, then the Star of David. And so they have that grave markings as a part of a World War II cemetery as a part of this, with crosses and Stars of David, and I think others, some maybe another symbol too, but to depict what World War II cemetery looked like for our soldiers who died overseas in Europe and never came home. A lawsuit was filed by the American Humanist Association, and they have filed this lawsuit in federal court. We at Pacific Justice Institute have been contracted by the city of Lake Elsinore to defend the city and to defend this war memorial as being constitutional and not a violation of the Establishment Clause or any quote-unquote separation of church and state.
Okay, well, I'm glad that they came to you. Of course, I'm sure that the city didn't want to have to put out the expenses, because it's expensive to hire a lawyer and take a case like that, so communities, individuals, institutions that know about the Pacific Justice Institute will go to them to get help. And how do you raise the funds to be able to do what you do, Brad?
Well, our support doesn't come from big, gigantic foundations out there or large corporations or much less the government. No, our support comes from grandmas and grandpas, moms and dads, who recognize the importance of preserving a free America for their children. You know, we can fight and die overseas for freedom, but if we don't defend it here at home, then we're really not defending freedom, and we're not giving much to our posterity, our children. So that's why I believe moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas play such a critical role in our base of support, in our overwhelming base of support, in keeping us operational and continuing the work that we're doing. The last year alone, Dr. Stanley, we handled roughly 4,000 requests for assistance, all without charge, every one of them without charge. And we did it because of the support of so many out there who enable us to empower our huge attorney network. And most of these attorneys are volunteering their time, so we have to just pick up costs and expenses. But the bulk of the time, the cost, which is attorney time, is being donated in most of these cases. So we greatly appreciate those who play such a key role and support our work. And they can do that once again by going to pacificjustice.org. PacificJustice.org.
And I would point out that my wife and I support Brad. We've known Brad for a long time. He's been to our conference and spoken, and he certainly is a regular guest on our evening and afternoon programs. I don't know if we've had him on in Colorado before, but I can recommend their organization because I think they do great work. And we feel that our job is to finance the organizations that are doing God's work, and I believe this is God's work, because Christians and certainly families need help. There is an organized, orchestrated, coordinated attack on Christianity throughout our nation today, and people need help, and here's a way to get it. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 1-877-254-7524. Our guest is Brad Degas of the Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, give us other examples of, because I know you've got so many cases that you're certainly fighting all the time, defending Christianity, which is under attack. Go ahead.
Oh, certainly. Well, one area that we're presently getting involved in is dealing with the military. We have defended the ability for chaplains to function in the military in the past. But the problem now, as we see, is that there's policies coming down from this administration, unfortunately, that are discouraging and oppressing people, soldiers in the military, when it comes to their ability to read their Bible or to be able to share their faith and in respectful manners in the proper times. And so this is a very serious concern. We've heard about what's come down recently from this administration through the Pentagon and through the Air Force. And so we're very concerned about this. So if there's anyone, let me just say this really loud, if there's anyone out there who knows of anyone in the military that has been wrongfully silenced because of their faith or oppressed, persecuted because of their faith, they definitely should give us a call at the Pacific Justice. We do our work completely without charge. We pick up the expenses, the costs, because of listeners out there like yours, Dr. Stanley, who support us. So they should not hesitate to give us a call. Also, we also know about the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, and their outrageous oppression against groups and organizations that are conservative and often or Christian. If an organization is out there that has been oppressed by the IRS wrongfully, unjustly, we're told that they hadn't filed and they had filed, or we're told that they were not going to be recognized unless they answered these long lists of burdensome questions that are outrageous, they should give us a call as well at the Pacific Justice Institute. I'd love to go to bat for them and defend them. And also, if they're a business out there being told they have to compromise and provide birth control or post-abortion, morning after abortion pill, and they don't want to do that, They should also contact us as well for free representation.
Well, our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. This is an important issue. You have to understand that there's a coordinated, organized, well-financed effort to destroy the Christian Foundation of America, and it's succeeding. We'll be back in a moment right here at American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from Kathy Van Soest and the staff at Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley, welcoming home our American heroes. If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training, malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, and our guest this morning, Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute, which we do support. We think they do a great job. I've known Brad for many years, even before he formed the Pacific Justice Institute, when he was working for the Rutherford Foundation and John Whitehead. And now, of course, he's off on his own. He's put together a staff of about 1,000 lawyers out across America who will take cases like this without charge because they agree with Brad that the Christians need help. Now, they can't take cases that are not specifically designed around faith, but they will help you if you or your family or your friends or others, your church, are under attack because of Christian beliefs. So if you have a question, 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Because this is certainly a very important issue, and you have to understand that there's been an organized effort to change the church, both from without and within. Certainly they've infiltrated the churches. You notice how they changed the music of the church? How the message of the Christian church has changed over the last 50 years. I'm old enough to remember what it was before they changed the message of the church and the way the gospel was presented. But certainly then, of course, in high schools and certainly in Hollywood. And so many things are being done today to undermine Christianity. Christianity is an attack, is under attack. America was a Christian nation, we're in the most Christian phase now, and I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and he's going to bring his judgment on America, because the good people are not involved in this struggle. Well, certainly, Brad, just go ahead and tell us your vision and what you hope to accomplish. People don't want to hear me talk, they want to hear what you have to say. Go ahead.
Oh, well, certainly. You know, we at the Pacific Justice are committed to defending religious freedom and parents' rights and sort of these sort of cases. And these translate also, though, into challenging legislation that we believe trumps on these rights. For example, California enacted a new law. It was SB 1172. It went into effect January 1st, and it actually prohibits, it bans any counselor, any licensed counselor, even if there are clergy in their licensed counselor, a pastor, a rabbi in their licensed counselor, it prohibits them from in any way giving counseling to anyone under the age of 18 that is struggling with same-sex attraction. It prohibits them from giving them any counseling that in any way is intended to steer them away either from same-sex attraction or same-sex sexual activities. I mean, this is outrageous. And yet, this became law in California, the land of supposedly freedom and tolerance. And so young people who want this kind of counseling cannot get it from a licensed counselor. We at Pacific Justice went ahead and filed a lawsuit in federal court to challenge this as being unconstitutional. And we got a federal judge to grant our motion for preliminary injunction against the enforcement of this on behalf of our clients. And now it is pending before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. But a very, very important case, religious freedom. We understand there's already, I think, three other states that are now trying to copy California to also punish and silence counselors, and particularly Christian counselors, for being able to give the kind of counseling that Christian young people and their parents feels appropriate and best for the young person.
I mean, that is so incredible that if young people want counseling and want help so to get out of this lifestyle, they can't get it if they're less than 18. Well, by edict of our radical legislature in Sacramento. And ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing is crazy. I mean, there's no instance in all history where a nation has turned its back on morality, where God has not brought judgment on that nation. And we need to have something done from a logical point of view. If you have a question or comment, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Brad, once again, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your organization.
Oh, certainly. It's really easy. They can not only go there to support our work if they'd like, but they can also sign up to get our press releases, our case updates, which we send out no more than usually once a week, and it's very short. And I know people would love to keep up with our cases. So if they'd like to do that, it was without charge. We're making this available to your listeners without charge. Just go to our website, which is pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org. And we do all our work without charge. Thanks to the support, I know, of many of your listeners.
All right. Well, Sydney, the California legislature is always coming up with new vehicles and certainly approaches that will destroy and undermine the moral fabric of our state, the moral fabric of our society. And there really are evil and wicked people who want to destroy the Christian foundation of this country. And making it illegal for a young person to be able to get, even from a Christian counselor, counseling that would suggest that maybe the homosexual lifestyle is not healthy, it would be illegal. I mean, certainly these people could lose their license and be punished. for telling a young person that homosexuality is not a healthy and normal lifestyle, and yet this is what's being pushed in our churches. It's being pushed. Yes, churches in California are pushing this. Our schools are pushing this. Our educational system is pushing it. We live in a world gone mad. And where's the outcry from our Christian leaders? Where's the outcry from our people? And, of course, it's muted and silence. Well, go ahead. Give us a few other examples of the battles that you're involved in, Brad.
Oh, you bet. Something else that's really we're involved in is fighting legislation that's pending. It's even more diabolical than what you just heard. It's two pending bills. The first is the Anti-Boy Scouts Bill. This basically takes away the tax-exempt status, state tax-exempt status in California for any youth-based organization that refuses to hire homosexual or transsexual youth leaders. And this applies to every nonprofit youth organization, not just the Boy Scouts and the 4-H Club and Special Olympics. This also applies to faith-based groups like Young Life, Youth for Christ, Awanas, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. They have to choose to either compromise their faith and what they believe is healthy and good for young people, or they will get stripped of their state taxes and status and effectively, for many, be put out of business or shut down completely in their ability to serve young people in places like the inner cities and elsewhere. This is outrageous legislation. It's already, I'm sorry to announce, has already passed the state Senate. It is now pending before the state assembly in the state of California. We strongly encourage people to contact their state legislators and state assembly to express their opposition to this very intolerant piece of legislation.
Well, I think people have to understand that these things are coordinated. They have new legislation in California. It hasn't passed yet. But it says that, you know, if you're a child, a boy, and you feel like you're a girl, why, you can go to the girls' bathroom. You can go to their shower with the girls because you feel like you're a girl. What is madness?
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute, and of course, Brad has a stable of lawyers who, about 1,000 of them out across America, so they're not just in California, but they are across America, who will handle legal cases because they impact on Christianity, and these people, these lawyers, are certainly believing in our Lord Jesus Christ and understanding there's an organized, coordinated effort to destroy the Christian foundation of this nation. These lawyers will take the cases under broad supervision and defend Christians without charge. And this is so vitally important. Now, if you have a question for Brad, our number is 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Give us a call, you can get information. And of course, you can get directly in touch with Pacific Justice Institute. And if you can't remember the address, you can get it on the Internet. If you can't do that, you can always get it through my ministry. Because we support Brad. We think what he's doing is great. Well, Brad, give us a few more examples. We've only got about another 6 or 7 minutes before we'll let you go. But just tell us some of the other cases that you're involved in, because I know you've been, or that you have been involved in the past, these incredible, incredible attacks on the very fabric of Christianity.
Well, I think this is really relevant, particularly for those in Colorado, in that we just found out a decision came down from a court in a school district just south of Colorado Springs, where they ruled that a child that could be a boy could be allowed to use the girls' bathrooms and restrooms in elementary school after the parents insisted upon it because they alleged that their boy is really somehow psychologically a girl and they think that's best for their child. And the school district was providing they said, you know, look, you can use the boys' bathroom or you can use a neutral bathroom. We'll provide that. But the parents said, no, we want our boy to be in the girls' bathroom and that's his right because he feels like a girl. Well, this is taking on a whole new dimension in legislatively in the state of California. I think people in Colorado need to watch out for this because I'm pretty sure that they'll try to pass something similar in Colorado if it goes through in California. It's AB 1266. And what this says is that if a young person at any age feels like they're the opposite gender, like a boy says, I feel like a girl, like I'm a girl, then immediately they have access to the girls' bathrooms, the girls' locker rooms, the girls' showers. They can shower with the girls. There's nothing anyone can do about it. It just becomes law. And even if the parents object to it, too bad. If the if a psychologist sends a letter to school and says this is harmful to the child, this is not good, it's too bad. There's no requirement for a year of review or counseling. And so the child says it, bam, they're recognized, and this is really very damaging and harmful to many young people, we believe, in the long run, who are working through gender identity disorders and need proper counseling, not this kind of politicized Band-Aid approach, which is really harmful not only to the boy, but also to the girls who don't like to shower with a boy and have issues of privacy and modesty, obviously, that any decent girl would have or any girl would have.
Well, so basically what happened in Colorado then? What's the current status of this?
Well, this is a pending bill in California.
I see.
That if it's passed, and it's already passed the state assembly, it's now moved on to the state senate. If it's passed, we expect the state of Colorado to be one of the first states to probably be trying to copy this because of the activists that are there in Colorado. And it's really so unfortunate, so inhumane. Really, we're looking out for the best interests of the young person who is working through gender identity issues by not letting the parents know about it, not only not requiring parental consent and ignoring parental objections, but not even letting the parents know about what they're doing and ignoring any request from a psychiatrist or psychologist that's treating the young person, even if they think it's possibly, can induce suicidal tendencies. It doesn't matter. This legislation is very lopsided. And so we see this as a serious threat to the many in that area. Also, it's another side note. Many people know that, for example, the teachers' union support very extreme legislation like this. Well, we at Pacific Justice Institute defend the rights of all union workers in America, in all 50 states, to no longer have to pay any of their dues to their union ever again. Instead, have all of their union dues, not just the political portion, but all of it, diverted to a charity of their choice. And they can find out more about that by going to our website at pacificjustice.org, pacificjustice.org, and we'll help them step by step through the process without charge. So it applies to every union worker in America, not just teachers. So if they'd like to stand up for their freedom and their convictions, they can do that easily by going to our website, pacificjustice.org. They can also get our press releases, case updates, or support our work.
And once again, that telephone number?
Is 888-305-9129. That's 888-305-9129. 888-305-9129.
And again, I'll put a plug in for donations for this organization. I think it's well worthwhile, as I mentioned earlier. My wife and I regularly support Brad. We've known him for many years. We know what he does. We know he's in this because he believes in basically in helping Christians, and because we need an organization like this to represent us. The legal profession is very expensive. You never know who you're going to get when you go to lawyer. Well, I'm sure the people who are working with Brad are sincere, and after all, they're doing it for nothing. And what a wonderful thing it is to have certainly this option. Brad, you've got about a minute to wrap up the program. Your parting thoughts for our listeners.
You bet. Like I said, we have affiliate attorneys, roughly 1,000 nationwide, and a good number are in states like, for example, Colorado, California, and elsewhere. All across the country. And so if there's anyone out there that thinks that their civil liberties, civil rights are being violated, they just want to get counsel, or perhaps they're looking for free representation, they should not hesitate to give us a call. If your religious freedom or your rights as a parent are being violated, do not hesitate to give us a call. We'd love to assist you and your family and your community.
Bye-bye. God bless you. Talk to you real soon. Thanks so much, Brad.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Nationwide Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take this number down or store it in your cell phone. 1-800-965-7804. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call in to the Nationwide Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804. 1-800-965-7804.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at American Network, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation. America's in real trouble. We've turned against God. There's going to be a terrible price to pay. I should point out that the market was down last week. As you know, our whole financial system is corrupt. I was down before I went on the radio this morning, 146 points. The Dow Jones was down. Whether this is the ultimate financial collapse or it'll come later, I don't know. But make your preparations accordingly, because, of course, there's an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy America and to impoverish our people. And there is certainly a small clique that controls our nation. Certainly the members of the Trilateral Commission, there's only 86, 87 of them in the North American chapter, and yet every president and or vice president between 77 and 2008 came from the roles, as did certainly six of the eight presidents of the World Bank, eight of the 10 U.S. Trade Representatives, seven of the 12 U.S. Secretaries of State, and nine of the 12 Secretaries of Defense. And, of course, it's not simply by coincidence that the current Secretary of State, John Kerry, just happens to come from the membership roles of the Trilateral Commission, and that the chief advisor of the president, the national security advisor, General James Jones, Thomas Donilon, and now Susan Rice, all came from the membership of this little group. It's all coincidence, ladies and gentlemen. There's no conspiracy, nothing to worry about. Just put your head back in the sand, and, of course, one of these days somebody's going to come on and chop it off. America's under attack today by a small group of evil people. And if you doubt that, go to their website, trilateral.org, trilateral.org, and look at their website, three sixes joined together by an upside-down broken cross. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Brotherhood of Darkness, to understand what's really going on and to be able to communicate this with others, you need to hear my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, and on population control, the covert agenda, or the secret agenda. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do need your help to maintain our stable of certainly over 50 radio outlets every week, and the shortwave and satellite and the iPod and the iPhone and the telephone and all the means by which you can hear our programs. But paying for the stations is an expensive proposition, and paying for all the things that go along with it. So if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we hope that you will. And you can do that by calling us at 1-800-544-8927 and joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. That's 800-544-8927. I will remember, I will be there at the Prophecy Conference in Colorado Springs on the 26th, 27th, and 28th three-day meeting at the end of July. And I hope that if you're going to be there, you'll stop by our booth and would love to meet you at the time. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but pray for my ministry of Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of a battle, a conscious, organized, orchestrated effort to destroy the Christian foundation of America, to establish a one-world satanic government, because this whole thing, this movement, is Luciferian. There really are people who worship Lucifer, and they're at the highest levels of our government and our media, our financial system today. Until tomorrow at the same time, remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Until then, may the Lord be with you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense.